Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The Seneca Nation in New York is working to correct what tribal officials say is long-standing confusion over law enforcement on their land. A federal statute handed down control to the state over certain crimes on Seneca Nation's territory more than 80 years ago. Tribal President J.C. Seneca says a new bill in Congress to counter that statute could chart a path toward resolving that confusion.
It gives us a path forward to be able to address the many issues that we face. As president and as a tribal leader for the last 30, 40 years, I have always asserted that we have jurisdiction over our territory no matter what outside governments say, whether it's the federal government or the state government. We are in control of what happens on our territory. And if this bill passes or if it fails, that's still the position. And so anybody that's on our territory, I believe that we have jurisdiction over. And if this federal government and the state government are not willing to engage or be helpful or to work with us, then Seneca Nation, we're going to have to figure a way out to take things into our own hands to make sure that we can do the things possible to make sure that our people are safe here and take care of this drug problem that's happening on our territories.
The Seneca Nation does not have a tribal police force and has attempted several agreements with outside law enforcement agencies to address what officials admit is a serious and damaging drug trafficking problem. Tribes in Oklahoma are also working to secure jurisdictional boundaries, this time for a civil tax case. A Muscogee Nation citizen argues she doesn't have to pay state income taxes because she lives and works on the Muscogee Nation. Her claim is based on the landmark High Court McGirt decision that affirmed Muscogee control over their land for criminal cases. Attorney and Muscogee Nation Ambassador John Odev Chowdhury says the taxation issue for federally recognized tribal citizens is settled for every place outside of Oklahoma. This should be no different.
For well over four decades, there has been a longstanding principle that actually goes back to the very earliest days of the federal court system that recognizes that states cannot tax tribal citizens for income derived on tribal land when those tribal citizens reside on tribal land. And tribal land under federal law includes all land. The legal term is Indian country, includes all land within a reservation. So there's nothing unique about Oklahoma. What's going on here is the state of Oklahoma is trying to whittle down the historic victory that Muscogee Nation secured in the McGirt case in 2020, which recognized our continuing and surviving reservation boundary. And they're trying to create new law and claim that there's something unique about Oklahoma reservations, which is not the case. A reservation is a reservation is a reservation.
Oklahoma courts, all the way to the state Supreme Court, ruled against exempting tribal citizens from state income tax. It is now headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Muscogee Creek Press Secretary Jason Salzman says the state is having trouble giving up a status quo he says is based on an outdated and legally erroneous concept.
It's not about criminality. It's not about civil jurisdiction. It's about people that have ran things for a long time, unlegally, and now are afraid that maybe regulation might go to a place they don't want it to go, which is to those darn Indians. We thought we took care of them long ago. Well, nope. Here we are. We're not going anywhere. We're strong. We've stood up in the face of incredible opposition to this decision. We've asserted our sovereignty. We've taken this fight to the courts. We've taken it to the streets, and we will not give up. And what Chief meant by the legal gymnastics is we are tired of the United States Supreme Court saying that the law is the law, no matter if it time changes, no matter if somebody acts and usurps the legality of the law for years and years and years. It doesn't make it true. So we're standing on that, and we're standing on the fact that the Supreme Court will take up something that has been made an error, and that decision by the Oklahoma Supreme Court has definitely been made an error. The Supreme Court did not say at all that this is just a criminal matter. The only body that has said McGirt was just a criminal matter was the Oklahoma Supreme Court.
Salzman says just like the worst-case scenarios presented by state officials before the McGirt decision, the rhetoric and legal claims by the state in this case will prove to be significantly exaggerated. You can listen to the full hour of interviews at NativeAmericaCalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.